Yo, what's good? What's up, everybody? You back on Debate the Music. I'm your host, Chris. You can find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
I'm your host, Pierre. You can find me on Twitter at KingTail21.
Yeah, man, we kind of got a lot of things to a lot happened, but then again, a lot didn't happen. So, I mean, first off, we gotta address Nicki Minaj. She still didn't respond. I don't know our account, but it's been a full 7 days. I mean, I just feel like it's too late at this point. Now you can't say anything.
I mean, a week has passed. I mean, what can you say now? I mean, the first disc came out a week ago, so they really did that in 48 hours. So yeah, no point in you responding, nigga.
You gotta let that go now. And one of her fans was trying to argue with me earlier, because my point I was trying to make is she's lost credibility when it comes to rap. Because when you're a rapper, you have
Absolutely.
to rap. Like being in pop, I mean, and she's dealing with somebody like Miley Cyrus. Okay, that's somebody you can argue with, you know. But when it comes to rapping, like bars, you have to give us bars. She didn't want to give us no bars, man.
Man, I came up on the Eves, the Missy Elliotts, the Queen Latifahs. So, just to see how female rap has transitioned from now to then, I have to agree. You know, Nicki is more of a pop star and entertainer. So, the only way she would be able to respond would be by bars, and she has yet to done so. So that's why she continued to take it out.
Man, it's sad, man. It's sad that she put up this whole. The reason why I feel like it hurt her because she had this whole persona of being this tough person and so just gritty, and she has that side. That's what she gave us when she had issues with Mariah Carey and Lil' Kim. Even she has something to say to her. So now, when it's Remy and somebody that is actually rapping, somebody that actually has a good career, somebody that's popping right now, she gets silent. She lost some credibility with me, man. You lost some cool points.
She most definitely lost some credibility because, like I said, she has to fight fire with fire. You can't pick on somebody like Taylor Swift because then, you know, you guys are not on the same level. Remy came through with bars. I don't know if it was 16, 32. I don't know what it was, but you have to be able to match that. To be able to call yourself the queen in my eyes, you have to match that.
Right, you got to come back with something, man. Something. And this is my thing. I'm not saying her diss had to be something just that was amazing, but you got to come out with something. All this taking pictures and stuff and showing us different glasses you got. Nobody care. I want bars. I don't care about the numbers
Speaking of
and none of
pictures,
that.
did you happen to see the picture with her in Future?
I did. Oh my God, that looked
So,
terrible.
yeah, man, I don't know what to call it. It's not sexy at all. I mean, Future maybe to Future is sexy, but looking at the picture, I'm like, okay,
Nah.
maybe Remy's right. Maybe it is dropping.
Hey, it was funny because as soon as I looked at that, I was like, wow, Remy was stating nothing but facts. Like,
Right. That just adds more fuel to the fire of the diss track because it's
man.
like, okay.
Because one thing for me personally, I've never been attracted to all of these women with these fake butts. Because if you have a huge butt and then you have small thighs, it's really noticeable and you just look off balance. It looks uncomfortable. Like, I'm just not attracted to it. Some guys like it. Me personally, I never liked it. And to see it in that form, that was my biggest fear. Like, that's why I will never date a girl who has a butt like that. Because she come out the shower looking like that, it's like, oh no, we can't. That's not a good look, man. She seems to really own Future right now, though. They've been seeing a lot together.
Yeah, I read an article a couple days ago that they were saying, I'm not sure how true it is, they were saying Ciara is kind of upset with Nicki about the fact that she's even doing a song with Future. She feels betrayed. And I wanted to get your opinion on that. Like, how you feel, you know, because I mean, Ciara and Nicki did a couple songs together. And, you know, I can understand why Ciara may feel the way she feels. But
I mean, I feel like Ciara don't have nothing to be mad about at this point. And now Ciara just gotta, okay, I'm married, I got a kid already, I'm having another kid, Like, you need to just be comfortable in Seattle. Mind your business now. If you ain't putting out...
Because, I mean, let's be clear, Sierra. Your music career, I mean...
I was just about to go...
It's not working.
It's not working.
It's not working.
Every album except Goodies has been whatever. Like, right, she has one good song and a good video because she can dance. And then nobody buys the album. So, let's be honest. Your career is whatever. If anything, she just start trying to act or something. Actor, you do that. You go into acting like everybody
Maybe
else does.
Maybe she can get into acting.
I mean, look what Carrie Hilson did. Carrie Hilson's music was whatever, but her acting skills are amazing. She is nice to look at on screen.
She did a damn good job in Almost Christmas.
Man, exactly. That's what I'm saying. She's playing her role well. Nice transition. Sierra needs to do that too. Find something else to do. Stay out of the music world, period, now. Like, just leave it alone. Like, Future needs to leave her alone too, though, if we're going to be honest. Future don't need to mention her no more, none of that. Let it all go.
Well, I went back and listened to Hendrix, and he has a couple songs on there where he still sounds like he's in love with her.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say in love. He sound hurt, though. You know how we be hurt after the fact.
He's definitely hurt. You can tell.
Them feelings hurt, man. Them feelings hurt. So, I think both of them need to get past it, man. Just let that go. But I feel like Nicki is really a questionable person because I did send you the video. We kind of talked about it earlier. When Remy Ma was on Wendy Williams and she explained why she put out the diss track, it really wasn't about what Nicki was saying on her verses, because as I thought, what Nicki said was trash. You know, her bars are terrible on these songs lately. She just has not been good. So Remy Ma basically put out Sheether due to behind the scenes things, like not letting her on. She didn't want her to be on red carpet. She didn't want her to be in, to be up for certain awards. You know, she didn't want Remy Ma to get attention, basically. And she was trying to, like she said, stop her bag, which makes sense. Now, if somebody's trying to stop you from getting a check to feed your family, by all means, you got to do what you got to do at that point. So if this, I can't say it's true, but if it is true, then Remy Ma is justified in the murder of Nicki Minaj.
Now, to add my take on that, I don't have any kids. But if I felt somebody was trying to take food out of my kid's mouth by stopping me from showing up to places that's going to put money in my pockets, I'm going to have to do what I got to do as well. So from a human being standpoint, I can respect Remy for what she did and how she went about it. And you never know. I mean, Nicki may be that kind of person to be like, oh, it's all about me. I don't want nobody else here. If they're going to be here, I'm not going to be here. So
that's
you got
to pick. Seems like. It seems like she's one of them people that's just not a good person. And I have this theory that a lot of, like, attractive women don't really get called out. You know, like, they can be terrible people, but because they're attractive, people won't say that they're a terrible person. And this is the only situation that people can say, okay, she's a terrible person.
It's one thing to be beautiful on the outside, but you got to be beautiful on the inside as well. And Nicki Minaj may not be beautiful on the inside. That just may all come down to.
I think that's what it is, because we have seen her get into it and have many issues with countless celebrities over petty things.
Like the Giuseppe thing on Twitter, matter of fact. Like,
yeah, that was so
going off on the creator of a fashion brand. Like,
Personally, I'm not a fan of what celebrity. I don't like when anybody, mainly celebrities, because they have such a big following, put their business and, you know, if you're talking contracts or numbers or something like that, that type of stuff should be saved for a different setting. You know what I'm saying? Like, me running the Greatness Podcast Network, one thing I tell everybody I work with is we keep all our business off of the timeline. So if you have an issue with anybody in the company, if you have an issue with me, anything, we keep that behind the scenes. Come to me directly. And Nicki Minaj putting that whole Giuseppe thing on the timeline was really unprofessional, you know? I don't think that was smart.
Childish, petty, there's a lot of words that come to mind.
Yeah, you can't be like that if you're trying to get respect and do things in the industry. You got to kind of, I'm not saying not be who you are. Never am I saying that. What I'm saying is you got to know that there's a time and place for everything, and the timeline is not the place to discuss.
Yeah.
Come on,
it's
man.
It's how you conduct yourself. Right, exactly.
So I don't know. I feel like Remy Ma probably was stating some facts, saying that she's just not a good person. I don't find it hard to believe, you know. So, but Remy Ma has some issues herself, because Foxy Brown came out the woodwork putting out this track.
Yeah, that was kind of kind of threw me off a bit.
It was so
random. Because I saw the whole comment that she commented on it, but I didn't expect her to drop a diss. And not only did she drop a diss, she used Takeover.
Right?
I was like, yo.
It was a little out of line.
You know? Oh, it definitely was out of line. It was out of line and it was uncalled for.
I was just
this
confused.
Right here, though. This right here is nothing more than someone trying to get her name out there. Because how long has it been since Foxy Brown dropped off something?
Oof, man, it's been a while, bro.
And it makes Nicki Minaj look... It makes Nicki Minaj take a bigger L than what she's taking, because Foxy Brown is responding, who has nothing to do with you two at all.
She has nothing. Like the level of like... You should be minding your business, and this is just ridiculous. Like, I didn't even know that Foxy Brown was still trying to rap like that. So, when the whole diss track thing popped up, and I heard Takeover, I was like, no, she did not do this. And then, to make it all worse, is the diss track was trash. It was not good at all.
And her delivery was awful.
It was, oh, man. It was
just bad. I
don't know
if she was trying to be a man or... What was going on?
I was so lost, because if it would have been good, you can at least said, okay, she wanted a chance to get something off her chest, so she finally saying something.
Right.
But it was so bad. It was just really confusing. Like, it's just, I was lost listening to that, man.
Yeah. Although it was a snippet, I don't even want to hear the full track.
I don't even want to hear it. When you put out a snippet of anything, it has to be dope. Like, it has to be amazing. You can't put out a snippet.
Hey, you gotta leave the fans wanting to hear it. Oh,
yes.
That 30-second clip was dope. I can't wait till it come out.
That 30-second, what was it? It was longer than that. Wasn't it like a minute or something?
Right, but I'm just saying, you know, sometimes when you hear a snippet, it's 30 seconds. And I know when I hear one and it's fire, oh, I can't wait. I'm fiending to hear what I just heard. You know what I mean? So... A minute, hell, it could have been 5 seconds, but 5 seconds in, I was like, nah, no thanks.
Yeah, it was just bad, man. It was too much going on. And what's funny is I saw something on the timeline before she put that out. It was a clip of some guy talking about Foxy Brown got a diss track coming. It was some little early video I didn't really pay too much attention to. I thought it was a joke. A few hours later, I saw that, and I was like, man, she should have kept this. So.
But you got to look out for them outside sources, because sometimes they be knowing. Like, Funkmaster Flex was the one that said Remy had another one coming. And I'm like, wait, she has another one? So when you sent it to me, I'm like, okay. And I heard it. And while it wasn't, and let's be honest, it wasn't better than the first one.
Nowhere
near. I think with this one, bro, she was going, like we talked about last episode, she was trying to reach. That's all she was doing, was reaching.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, I'm here. Are you going to respond or not? Like, that's all it was.
And she shouldn't even have put that out. I think another one just kind of, right. It kind of is a bad look. But one thing I wanted to talk to you about is the Nicki Minaj fans. Like, after this week, I see that she has some of the worst fans. And for me, I don't find it an issue for anybody to be a stan to where you, like... Right. Will literally talk a person in the ground about your favorite artist or athlete or whatever, or team.
They get disrespectful.
And not even that, but they're delusional. Like, they couldn't even admit that Sheetha was good. Like, even if you're a Nicki Minaj fan, you should still be able to admit that, okay, this diss track was actually good. There were some bars on there.
Like, yeah, man.
Her fans are on Twitter just telling me that, no, she wasn't affected. That's why she hasn't responded. And just delusional.
She was definitely affected. Rumor has it she called Charlamagne the God and was mad at him.
Oh yeah,
because he tweeted Remy Ma's diss, and he didn't tweet the Gucci Mane song.
I heard him.
She was
podcast.
Definitely affected, bro.
Right? He said that she was like texting him that he fake and all that. And
that's oh just, yeah,
man, that's lame. That's lame activity.
Oh, it's definitely lame, man. But these fans, man, you got to understand that you're not getting paid to save your favorite artist. Like, somebody can diss Jay-Z right now. If it's hot, I'm gonna give him. Okay, you got that. But never will I go at somebody for it. Like, for what?
Right, it's just a little extra. Like, me personally, I'm a J. Cole fan. Like, been a fan since day one. And, exactly. You know, they love to shoot J. Cole Twitter Twitter jokes off. Like, they constantly roasting him. I don't go out and on a limb and try to argue with every person that says something or block people. It's not that deep. I'm going to be a fan whether you like the music or not.
Exactly.
Music is something that, like I always say, man, it's subjective. Everybody's going to like something that's different. Like, when I listened to Joe Budden on a, I'll name this podcast later, they had a whole different version of diss tracks than we did last week.
Oh, you know,
because they're from a different time. It's subjective.
Right. Like,
so exactly. we're all going to say, oh, okay, I like this one. I like this one. So it's different. Everybody's going to have a different opinion. I'm not going to disrespect you for yours. And Stan's got an issue with that.
Yeah.
Some other news in music. Future did confirm there is not a third album to be released.
Sorry, fans.
Right? We have enough, though, right?
Oh, we definitely have enough.
Yeah, Hendrix and... Hey, you're good. We good with that.
Yeah, give us to the summer, Future. Like, take the rest of the spring off. Promote these two. Hit us in June or July, you know.
Honestly, this is a perfect time now for them to tour because...
Exactly.
Rocco gets a little bread from that tour, too. So, he should go ahead and finish that off. You know what I'm saying? And then, honestly, if I was him, I'd finish that tour before March. And just work from literally... end of March until the summer and then come out just killing it. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
That would be my plan, to just get Rocco out of my pockets. Like,
oh, man. But I'm kind of glad he did confirm that he's not dropping a third album, because at this point, it would have been like, okay, what is this album for? Sometimes, as artists, you can overdo yourself. Dropping three in a row. I mean, two in a row is cool, but dropping three in a row, that would have been never done. But also, I want to give him props because he has four number one albums consecutively. And, you know, I'm going to clap it up for him because that's huge. Like, Future, you know, he's not, like you say, the J. Cole, the Big Sean. He's not on that lane. But for him to do it, you know, that's huge, man.
Yeah, I can't respect that. And a lot of people have had mixed reviews on Hendrix and Future.
Right.
I haven't heard the same opinion from almost anybody. Some people like it, some people don't. It's just, It's really different. So, I mean, he got it out there.
I had to go back and listen to Hendrix myself, and I actually like it more than I did the first time.
Right? I feel the same way. Like, I kind of connected to it more. I feel the exact same way. I feel like people judge music too fast sometimes now.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. Sometimes it takes more than one listen for you to actually like a song. And I know me, if I don't like something, I'm not going to be like, oh, this shit is weak. Nah, like, never again. I'll give it a chance because maybe I missed something the first time. Like that Kendrick Lamar, the Untitled album.
That was fire.
I was like, oh, hell no. I was like, no, what is this? But I had to listen to it. And as I listened, I'm like, okay. Like, this is dope. So, yeah, you nowadays, you have to give music a chance, you know, because you may miss out on something.
Right, man, that's facts. We definitely we gotta talk about Drake right now. I feel like Drake has been quiet since Drake has been on a run like Lil Wayne was on. Remember when Lil Wayne was on that run where he dropped the album and then featured on everybody's song and was killing it, and then dropped another album and he just kept going. He had like, what was it, maybe 2 or 3 years, you think? He had a lifelong span of that. Drake has sort of been off for the last month or two. I feel like that Fake Love track didn't hit as hard as he wanted it to.
No, it did not.
That's why he keeps pushing More Life back. It was supposed to drop 2 weeks ago, and then last week, and then yesterday. Like,
I don't know when More Life is dropping, but I can tell you one thing. I'm not looking forward to it.
What? I gotta hear this. Why not?
I'm not looking forward to it because of the pushbacks. But let me explain why. Drake has a way of putting out something that he knows himself isn't good. So I think with this time, he's trying to wait and just do it like when nobody cares anymore. Okay, Drake's not gonna drop no more, so forget it. And then he'll just, boom, More Life's gonna come. So when it does drop, I'm going to give it a chance. because I don't know what I'm getting. I don't know if it's going to be a rap album. I don't know if it's going to be him singing. You know, you never know.
That's true. To where I feel you, because then you don't know if it's going to be good quality content.
Exactly. You never know. Like the whole, the album, If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. I didn't know what I was getting. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, this cover looks terrible. Like, what the hell? When I heard it, I'm like, okay. So maybe it may be one of those type of things.
I personally feel like when artists push their albums back, they put more pressure on themselves.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
You adding more hype now, because now that you waited so long to put it out, like, it got to be good. It can't be mediocre.
Can't fail, bro.
That's what happened with Frank Ocean. He kept pushing his album back forever and ever. Then it come out and it's mediocre. People are like, damn, like, what happened?
That album's not even talked about right now.
It died off quick, you know? So yeah. Drake, on More Life, he gotta come with it, man. He gotta come with it.
Yep.
I think he's gonna do a lot more rapping now because of the whole Meek Mill situation.
I hope so, man. Nothing against his singing, but I just hope so.
Yeah, I really hear the bars, man. Let me ask you this. What do you feel like was Drake's best album?
I'm not going to say Views, because that album didn't do it for me. To me, the best album was, what was the one with the cover of him in the sky? Can't think of the name, but.
I think Take Care was the best.
Take Care was dope, but the one after that I liked as well. The one with Hold On, We're Going Home. What is the name of that album? I can't think of the name of the album.
Oh, Nothing
I
Was
that
the
one.
Same?
Nothing Was the Same. There we go. Yeah, I like that album.
Okay, that's what we're going with that. I don't know, man. I feel like Nothing Was the Same was good, but Take Care is just, man, every song I could just let it play. That's one of the very few albums that I know that's like that. You know what I'm saying?
And he did a lot of rapping on that album too.
Exactly. It was actual bars. Like, don't get me wrong. Like I said, the singing is decent. It's cool. But I be wanting to hear bars from something. Like, when Drake wants to rap, he can rap. Like, when he got off on Aston Martin Music, like, we need bars like that.
Like, oh yeah,
we need bars. Oh, I like to hear bars. If I want to hear mumble rap, then, or some weak ass singing, then I'll go to one of these new rappers. Like, I don't want to hear that from Drake. I expect more, you know, than just the whole singing around in circles. Like, it's just lame, man.
Yeah, it's really lame. But just hopefully Drizzy comes through for the real hip hop fans this time.
Right. All right, man, that's a good episode. You got your sleeper pick ready?
Actually, I do. I went on Apple Music this time and Spotify, and this is an artist out of New York. His name is E-Man Music, and he has a song called Pretty Brown Eyes, and that will be my sleeper pick for the day. He also has a SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/E-Man Music.
Okay, play a little bit of that. Let's see how it sounds.
Pretty brown eyes, I fell for your lies. They said you wasn't it. I guess that they was right with your pretty brown eyes. Cute little waist, your Spanish accent had me feeling some type of way. I thought we'd be an item. I guess that I was wrong. You was playing in games and you was lying all along with your pretty brown eyes. Lips full of lies. We could have been dead Beyonce by now with your pretty brown eyes. You couldn't tell the truth. You couldn't tell the truth even if it was next to you. With your pretty brown eyes, looking like a model. When we were together, I felt like I won a lotto. With your pretty brown eyes, distracted me from seeing you loved another man, and I really couldn't believe it. With your pretty brown eyes, had me feeling crazy. A month after we broke up, I heard you having a baby. With your pretty brown eyes, ooh, girl, I wish you well. With your pretty brown eyes, ooh, you got a story to tell.
So that's my sleeper pick. The reason why is he's telling his story of women pretty much. How don't let pretty brown eyes fool you.
Yeah, man, I like that one. That was nice.
Yeah, man. So what's your sleeper pick, man? What you got for us?
This is another rapper from LA, Casanova, off of his album 1992. It's actually from 2015. This is like, it's not old, but I just remember playing this a couple summers ago, man.
Yeah, let me hear that.
We just be shaded. Ain't worried about a damn thing. Ain't worried about a damn thing. About to get crossfaded. Just me and my little thing. Just me and my little thing. Just be shaded. Ain't worried about a damn thing. Ain't worried about a damn thing. Just me and my girl. Just me and my girl. Just me and my girl. Yeah. Can we just kick it like this? Can we just ride like that? Can I just give it a little smack? Cause it's too plump for me not to want to hit it. Pursue it, I'm in the pursuit of horniness. Smashing at high speeds. You know I got that rubber, can't spread off me little seeds. What else? 9 months later, we like, look at that little me. What else? And you keep me, my mind satisfied. That's like right. Nugs coming from under that tree. Merry Christmas. You too good at your professions. Perfection, presence is gifted. If suicide be the skydive, why can't you keep me lifted? It's a drive-by when I slip and slide in it and get the bussin'. Hold on. Stop all that cussing. I got you screaming out FS's, OMGs, and go hardest. And I got that Kool-Aid smile while I'm slamming like Vince Carter. Brett Favre, throw it back. Matter of fact, throw it farther. Hitting them home runs, Babe Ruth, babe, you got me at ease. Like a blunt rolled up, filled with California weed. Shaded perspective, hell of a cool shape. So symmetrical. The piece that's in my jeans went from diagonal to vertical. X-rated. While we shaded, worry about it.
That's that two-step vibe with your lady type of music right there, man.
Yeah, man. I've been trying to, you know, push the right music, man. Some dope stuff, so.
Oh, man. We got to, man. All that mumble rap, we got to let the people know that there's more to it than just mumble rap.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry, but my sleeper pick will never be nothing like that, man. Never.
Oh, man.
Never.
Same here, man.
All right, man. That's another episode of Debate the Music. Thank y'all for listening. Please go to blogtalkradio.com/GPN to check out all the shows on the Greatness Podcast Network. Everything is available on iTunes. Please leave a review, 5-star rating, everything. You can find
me
on
subscribe as well.
Yeah, man. You can find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
You can find me on Twitter at KingTail21.
All right, man. Thank y'all for listening.
Thank y'all.